going.
He didn't holler so much.
You know, we got to hit the top of the hour break. We got Ray Mellick from 1819 News coming up. But Jonathan, this hour flies by.
It does, man.
And
it does. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you being a sponsor and just being part of the show.
You open on Saturday?
Yeah. Okay. 7 days a week. Come on by.
Okay.
Come on by. Get yourself a new phone, Jack.
I will.
More news and views. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Economists were expecting more than the 210,000 jobs that U.S. employers added last month. The experts had predicted more than 500,000 new hires. The unemployment rate did fall from 4.6 to 4.2% in November. Growth in the economy services sector, that's where most Americans work, hit an all-time high last month, surpassing the previous record high that was set in October. A pair of U.S. senators, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, urging new sanctions on Iran over its alleged attempt to kidnap an American journalist in the U.S. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 122 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 291 points, a loss of 2%. And the S&P is down 41 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that helps support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. MPD is searching for a burglary suspect. 41-year-old Ellen Barkley, also known as Ellen Grayson, is accused of a burglary and theft. It happened between September 25th and October 5th, between midnight to 8:30 a.m. in the 900 block of Macklemore Drive. Grayson is a white female, standing 5'9", weighing about 140 pounds. Authorities are also on the lookout for William Dix, Jr. He's wanted for stealing pressure washers, vacuum cleaners, and computers from Lowe's and Sam's Club. If you have any information on these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Pike Road football team has won the 5A state championship. The Patriots defeated Pleasant Grove 51-14, and the Troy Trojans have a new head football coach this morning. Kentucky co-defensive coordinator John Summerall will replace Chip Lindsey, who was fired last month after three seasons. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Cropville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hey, it's Joey. Four Healthy Pets, located on the Atlanta Highway, is the River Region's only locally owned pet store. When going into those big box stores, you really just don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or dog, Four Healthy Pets only stock the best, most healthy selections for your pets. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online at fourhealthypetsonline.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, Four Healthy Pets, for your healthy pets.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Chief Ray Mellick. But in the
Where are they located?
I think they're all over. So it's some names you probably, you know, like Brandon Mosley.
Yeah.
He's now with 1819.
Really?
Yeah.
Left Bear Brett?
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him.
Fair enough. And then they took some people from AL.com. Like, they're slowly building up the... It's just getting started. 1819 starting to build up this operation.
That was your Alabama, but he came by Chase.
Yep, exactly. And they're going to be Alabama focused. They're going to do politics, but they're also going to do like the latest in the music scene. That's like Alabama bands and Alabama artists. Latest.
Where's the money come from?
I'm not certain exactly. I think it's private donors was the startup money.
Okay.
Yeah. We had Brian Dawson, the founder, and he lives in this area. I think Mellick is out of Birmingham.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll see as they develop what they're able to do. But today they had a piece that was pretty well done. All sorts of comments from different legislators, Democrats and Republicans, on removing taxes off of groceries in this next session. I'm like, yeah. What do you think of that?
Yeah, Jack, you've been here long enough. What has held that up? What the heck?
What do you think? Money.
But is there no workaround? I mean, there's got to be a workaround. I get the fact that they don't want to lose the revenue. But can't we replace that with something else?
Yeah, taxes.
Or gambling. Hello.
I know.
Yeah, do you expect anything funky to happen this upcoming session with gambling?
Not what an election year.
Right. Oh, so this is going to be smooth sailing.
That's what I was wondering.
No controversy.
Right.
But isn't that the best time to put pressure on people that are getting
it
elected?
Is, but people don't know that.
Mm. Right. Well, I wonder if there's going to be some folks who are running for certain offices who decide, you know what? I think it benefits me to put something out there that'll really put, you know, say the governor's feet to the fire. I don't know.
Don't get me started on her.
Well, and earlier this week...
the lobby loved her because they listened to... She just listened to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Gas tax.
Exactly. And the
appointed cool bars.
Oh, yeah.
Those are big issues.
Well, now the DOJ is coming back at us about our prisons again. So that DOJ is suing the state of Alabama.
That's their fault.
mm-hmm. for not doing anything.
Yeah, right.
Agreed.
Oh, it's been a problem that's festered for, what, a few decades now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not going to solve every bit of the problem by just new prisons and this new bill.
That's a mental health.
Right, but sitting on her hands is not getting it done either. That's the problem. It seems to be...
No coverage.
Yes.
Well, we'll see Tim James gets in. We'll see if Lindy Blanchard gets in. And I think she's been meeting with Trump, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes of this. To see an actual challenge to Governor Ivey.
Tim James had got off by that crazy stuff.
Thank you.
Like yoga. Who cares?
Thank you. That does.
That's
exactly
so dumb.
Exactly right, Jack.
That's so dumb. Who cares?
The common everyday Alabamian could give a crap whether they're doing yoga in school or not.
How many people play good yoga in their shape?
In this studio, we know one person.
He's a freak.
Yeah, but I can't stand that, like, you have these tones in a woman with a breathy voice like this.
Yeah.
Breathe in.
You don't like that kind of yoga?
DDP yoga. Like Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, I was thinking like Richard Simmons.
No, so it's like a former wrestler going, you can do it, brother. As Henry Ford said, either say you can or you can't. You're right. Either way you say it. Like, you can do it. Like, it's not this, like, breathy... Feel your inner third eye.
In other words, it's
crap.
Calisthenics in.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's a workout program, right. And it's a great stretching program. I've actually been slacking.
Is it the problem? Is it just image? I mean, is it lack of understanding?
Tim James' argument is that no matter how Americanized you've made it, it's still the pose corresponds to the former Hindu practice.
No one knows that, though.
Right. That's like complaining because spaghetti's Italian.
And
give
also,
a crap.
I believe the way, and what he's talking about is there used to be a ban in public schools, and they lifted that ban. I think Jeremy Gray, a young Democrat, newly elected, who played football at North Carolina State, I believe.
Okay.
Like, he learned about yoga because he started doing it playing college football, and he saw the benefits. He's like, why can't...
The health benefits.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of, for instance, Diamond Dallas Page yoga... I know there are a lot of NFL players doing it.
Right.
Like, he's programmed a new thing, partnered up with them.
But this whole, it's the word yoga. That's
but the way
stupid.
they remove the ban, but you still have to get permission from the parent. And everything in there is the secular version of it. There's no Hindu language and certain mantras and chants and whatnot. And so if you don't want your kid doing it, don't give him permission to take that particular extracurricular. It's just, I see your point, Jack. It's like.
I know, no one knows.
Right.
What it means.
And no one cares.
Yeah.
My kid's at school. He's not in trouble. Yeah, he could do the yoga.
He could run on the gas size.
Yeah.
And other things, right. Not yoga.
Well, and he believes the earth is round, which that's a
that's been unfortunate. I had a great conversation with Dean Odell. And you know me. Very polite and just getting to know him. The guy had a good sense of humor. And apparently, based on his beliefs, he doesn't believe, say, in the heliocentric model of the universe.
Or, what you're saying is he believes the earth is flat.
And the earth is the center of it, yes. It's, you know, biblically based.
What now?
Yeah.
He thinks that?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, we'll see where...
I mean, come on!
Well, and he didn't
what
want
the
it to...
dumb ass?
Well, and he didn't want it to come up. Like, and he said to me, I don't want a theocracy, I don't want it... Like, he wanted to avoid it. Completely, so...
But if that's your belief...
It's going to come up.
Right. If that's your belief, you've got to stand behind it.
Fine. Why the other race? Run.
And yet you don't want to go to space.
No, I don't. Just tell me I believe.
Oh, goodness gracious. Now, I just found... This is... I mentioned it to you on the phone last night, Jack. Alec Baldwin sat down with George Stephanopoulos. And apparently Baldwin claimed that he pulled that... It's a revolver he had on the set of that movie.
Okay.
And he pulled the hammer back and the gun went off all of a sudden. Like, where was your trigger finger, Alec? But it was the most rehearsed, overdone crap. And who else do they do that for? The corporate press protects their own.
I know.
Like, it's just... I mean, he hasn't had that good of a...
You have that
performance. Yeah, we'll pull it up here in a second. I just found it.
Did he get an Academy Award for that performance yet?
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of his great work on
Homer.
I know.
For the people.
Well, I guess Baldwin's not going to be invited back for another iteration of Match Game.
Or SNL, for that matter.
Yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, they would let him.
You think so, Jack?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I didn't mind, though, the rebooted version of the Gong Show, because it was Mike Myers in full character.
That was good.
Now, even on the website, they had it as this character Myers had created. Yeah. Like, and he had a whole backstory and everything. He did interviews with the press in character, like, and he wouldn't break it. And it's like this old, like, campy British host. Like, you know, like walking a woman walking in with like melons in front of her. Right. Like all that Austin Powers humor.
Vinny Hill. Ever see that show? Gong Show?
Not the old one.
Oh, God, that was awful.
That was awesome, Jack. Campbell. They had Gene, the dancing machine.
Good job by them.
Here, before we keep going with this, let's invite on, we have on the phone, Ray Mellick with 1819 News. Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Joe, but I'm not sure I want to interrupt this conversation. I grew up with the Gong Show here, so Gene the dancing. You know, and wasn't the guy, I forgot his name, but didn't he try to claim he was a CIA agent or something before he got into the Gong Show? There's some long story about that.
Yeah, I think you're right, and of course this is before my time, but you got to wonder, is it true, or are they just like playing this up for the entertainment factor?
What's his name?
The host?
Eddie something?
No, it's Chuck Berry.
That's right.
Chuck Berry, that's it.
Or Barris or something like that. Yeah.
Chuck
and he was
Barry.
also known as a spy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's what Ray was just asking about. Yeah.
He in some previous life, I remember, I was a kid. But I do remember then they tried to come out, and he claimed it's kind of like the old action figure. His name escapes me, that claims he worked for the CIA at one time and could kill a man with a one-finger punch or something. But anyway, we're way off. We're way off, but the Gong Show just cracked me up. So.
Well, but this is what we do on Fridays often, right? But we have my longtime co-host, and he's taught me a lot of the ropes with Alabama politics, Jack Campbell, in here. And he was first asking, where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Birmingham.
Okay, awesome. And I know we had Brian Dawson, the founder of 1819, on a couple weeks ago before Thanksgiving. And so I want to give you the floor first off to talk about, you know, as editor-in-chief there at 1819, what are you looking to accomplish in sort of the tone? What's the vision for 1819 and the writing you're looking for?
Sure, I appreciate that. Well, you know, one thing, I spent 30 years in newspapers and then, of course, did a lot of radio and TV as well. But it's sports, but it's still journalism, and got out of it when the business began to kind of change and left in 2010. And I've spent the last 10 years in a variety of other jobs. But, you know, I really thought two things. One is the field of journalism, particularly written word. I can't say print anymore because I don't know that people really print newspapers, but in the written word journalism, it's a tough business, and it's tough for people to get the information, and there's a lot of misinformation because, as I like to say, with the advent of the internet, we have more information at our fingertips than any generation in the history of the world, but we're also being lied to more than any generation in the history of the world. So it's an effort to again go back to the way I learned journalism, which is to, you know, be unbiased, try to do it straight down the middle. I also think that we've got an editorial group that's a little bit right of center. We don't apologize for that. I think that reflects most of the state of Alabama. And a lot of things that I heard from people were, there's too many columnists that just seem like they hate the state, and they're always criticizing, and they don't really reflect who we are. Now, that isn't to say that we're always right. I'm not sitting there saying that. But I think there's a way to be respectful of the views of people and the values of Alabama. So, And then the big missing piece, just to be real quick, is investigative reporting. And we're not there yet. We're working on some projects. I'm still trying to hire some people. But I think that because of money, it's very difficult to be able to free up a reporter to say, okay, you got 6 months to go look into something, and we trust it when it's come out, it's going to be good. And you may not be producing anything for us during that time, but that's okay. And that's something we're committed to doing it here shortly, and already kind of working on that level. So it's competition. It's more information for people, and we want to be out there and kind of do what you guys do in talk radio. I think talk radio has really carried the banner of really good journalism and getting people out there and addressing what's going on, and we want to be able to do that with the internet side as well.
Well, and again, folks, we're talking to Ray Melick. He's the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. And I was just asking Jack Campbell here, and I'll just kick it to you. Do you expect any funny business in this upcoming session, even with it being an election year?
Yeah, you know, I think that, and again, I'm still, I'll be honest, I've spent the last 8 years working for Congressman Gary Palmer in his district office, so I'm much more aware of the federal level of things that went on. So the state, I'm still learning. I think that, you know, the gambling stuff that they talked a lot about last time and didn't get through because of COVID and they kind of delayed it. I think that will try to be coming back up, and it'll be interesting to see if in an election year they're willing to tackle a hot topic button like that.
No, that won't.
We've talked, I'm sorry?
That won't.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to go there?
No, I don't. No coverage.
Yeah. Ah.
It's yeah, the other is, of course, we had a story today on talk about repealing the grocery tax, but I'm already hearing people in legislature saying, yeah, but we got to figure out where to come up with money to replace that if we drop that. But the state's floating in money, so it really shouldn't be an issue. So I just think we're going to see a lot of, you know, back and forth on some of those kind of conversations.
Yeah, and I just can't stand the heeing and hawing about, especially like the grocery tax. From the piece I know Brandon Mosley did today, it looks like there's plenty of bipartisan support. Like there are multiple officials in the House and the Senate.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And it's really not that much money, to be honest. But yeah, we're already hearing from people going, yeah, but then how are we going to make up that money? Well, they're already, even in the story, the state, the budget guys say, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We've got so much money in the state right now to really, you know, do anything we want to do and just be smart with it. And I've been arguing for as long as we've done this that being smart with it might mean let people keep more of it and let them do it. Let us do with it, you know, right, how we want to. So I think it'll be a good election year topic to do some do some tax cutting. And then we looked at Virginia and we saw one of the things that Youngkin did in winning, while it was mainly about education and safety, he wants to repeal their gas tax for the same reason. He thinks that right now with gas prices, it's not necessary, and Virginia's got a lot of money. And I don't know why you couldn't do a moratorium right now with gas prices, what they are, or at least stop the increases. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, politicians are always loath they love to spend money, and they're loath to give up taking money. So right, we'll see what that conversation looks like.
Well, and I'm hoping for some real challengers to Governor Kay Ivey, because I want somebody to put her feet to the fire, say, hey, are you going to expand Medicaid or not? Like, she ran last time, and there was no mention of this gas tax increase is what I'm thinking of. And I get so tired of folks not doing anything in an election year because it's, you know, not safe, politically speaking. And then as soon as they get elected, start passing a bunch of unpopular things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I agree with you. I also think, and I know Governor Ivey's incredibly popular, and you know, we can talk about that all day.
I don't know why.
But I also think that it just, you know, she doesn't spend time taking live questions and handling things on the fly. And, you know, it leads you to think she's not capable to do that, which makes you wonder, you know, what really... I would just like to see her really come out and show that she is, in fact, in charge. I know she's spent a lifetime of work for the state. I'm loath to be critical of her, but there's no doubt she doesn't handle things on the fly and discussions and gaggles with reporters or two questions and it's cut off. And, I you know, those are questions I think need to be asked as we get into an election year and some people are talking about running for governor. You know, we'll see how that plays out.
Well, and I do appreciate, say, a person like Jim Ziegler, when the news broke that Bonner was moving, Josiah was moving to South Alabama as the president. I think Jim Ziegler came out with a statement saying, we've got a Joe Biden situation here in Alabama. And I'm like, okay, that's a pretty good way to put it, Zeke.
Yeah. And Joe Bonner, I mean, everybody feels like he was the de facto governor. I'm not saying that, but
I am.
And I'm not going to disagree with you. And it's going to be interesting to see where it goes now. Where does she, you know, does what does her policies change? What does she what's going to be the tone for the next year? So a lot of questions out there. And I'm like you. I'd like to see some really good people get into this race and let people decide who they want to be governor of Alabama. And it may be Kay Ivey again, but it'd be nice to have some options.
Yes, it would be very nice to have some options.
Well, beyond a flat earth.
yeah, we mentioned. You're right. You know, I talked to Dean. I did a whole hour with him one day. And, yeah, especially on a getting to know, my style is more to get to know somebody. And he was very, good sense of humor. I liked his ideas on education and a lot of other issues on taxes and whatnot. But he believed that he could keep those particular beliefs off the table. And it's like, what were you thinking, man?
Right.
That was going to come out at some point.
Yeah, and it's common. People have really, really good ideas, but when you get one that's just so far out there, and it immediately people write off your other good ideas. He sent me a copy of his book where he's defending the whole flat earth thing, and it just doesn't help his cause at all.
Right, it doesn't, and that's unfortunate because I enjoyed my time with him, but that's not that dog won't
he
hunt.
He seems like a really good guy, if not for the unsigned, we say follow the science. In this case, you could follow the science all the way around the world, but he says you can't, so we'll see.
We will. And we got to hit a break. And, soon I'd love, if you're ever in the Montgomery area, let's do like a whole hour here in studio and really kick things around. But before you go, let's remind folks how they can follow 1819 News. Of course, you can just type it in, folks. But if they want to sign up and what they should expect as we go into the future again.
Sure. Great. Appreciate that. 1819news.com is our website. We'll be coming up with podcasts and some more multimedia options after the first of the year. But, yes, you can sign up and get our daily detailed newsletter first thing in the morning to tell you what's going on and what you need to know. And we're growing. We're adding staff and not where we want to be. But I think by January, when legislature starts, we'll be at full strength. And I hope people appreciate what the options are that we provide.
Hey, Ray, Brandon's a good guy.
Brandon Mosley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brandon was one of my first hires. I think he's really got a lot of institutional knowledge and does a good job. And that story today on the gas tax, on the grocery tax, is a perfect example of what he gives us. And I think, really happy to have Brandon with us.
Well, and I'm looking forward to seeing this this organization grow. And I love the competition. As you said, there are certain outlets that it seems like they're trying to do their best H.L. Mencken impersonation, and nobody's Mencken, by the way. We need people that love the South and love this state. And, you can be critical all day long, but there's a certain tone that I think a lot of folks are tired of. So I love what y'all are doing.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to write some editorials, some columns for us, I'd love to talk to you about it, Joey. You've got a lot of insight as well, and would love to add you to our stable at some point.
I appreciate that, Ray. Yeah. It's been a while since I've battled with the blank page, but I might as well start up again.
Well, if you think about starting, give me a call.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Thank you.
Again, Ray Melick with 1819 News. It's my first time ever talking to the guy. I like him. I like him a lot. And I just like more competition within the media space. And
very much.
Real quick before this break, Jack, did you see that Don Daly's retired?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think about old Todd taking over that position, Todd Stacey?
I like it.
Yeah, me too. I think it fits.
Todd's smart.
Yeah. And he's got the same temperament as, I would say, Don Daly does.
Yeah.
I think it'll keep that spirit of that show going well. So we'll see. I've gotten to know Todd Stacey here a little bit, too, over the last few months. I really like the guy. And I was happy for him to get that position. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
News and Views from 9 till noon. We got Jack Campbell in the house.
That's scary.
It is a little scary, actually. You constantly scare me. In a good way, though.
I saw Todd Train the other night.
Saw who?
Todd Strange.
Todd Strange.
How is Mr. Strange
Googling good. At peace.
That's
at
peace. Good.
Yeah.
That's got to be, because how long was he mayor?
About 10 years?
10 years, I think.
It's got to be rough to give up those reins. In a way, it's a sigh of relief, and I'm sure his wife appreciates
it. Certainly. She's a good girl.
Yeah. But I'm sure it's got to be tough to give up the reins in the sense that you've been leading the city for a decade. And,
no.
You know, got to step aside now. But I hope he's doing
he
well.
He looked good, too.
Okay, good. He's a good man. And we'll see where the city goes in this upcoming year. I don't know. I saw Mayor Reed up there with Mayor Woodfin.
Yeah.
And, you know, last time Mayor Reed was here, he said, Joey, all politics is national. Because I was straight up with him. I'm like, this is a red state. Republicans dominate state politics. No Democrat is announced for governor or for Senate.
Natural when you're a Democrat.
Right. But I was like, do you think you and Mayor Woodfin, maybe Terry Sewell, maybe Chris England are kind of the leaders of the Democratic Party here in Alabama? And he said, all politics is national. I'm like, okay. All right. And then a week later, he's on the White House lawn with Terry Sewell and Mayor Woodfin. And the reason why is Pete Buttigieg has handed out all these grants. Yeah. He's the one in charge of all that money.
Almighty.
You know what I mean? It's just, the way this country operates, I don't think it's unique to the Biden administration. It's been that way for a while where you have to go up to D.C. to haggle to get money for your city.
Yeah,
why not keep the money here?
First thing he did after he went up there was say, hey, I need to be on the airport committee because there's a bunch of money coming to the airport.
There is.
Boy, come on, man.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I wish politics was about consistent, principled arguments, but that's
kind of the opposite.
It's more about punishing enemies and benefiting friends, really, yes. At the end of the day. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center here in Montgomery. It's your local choice for all those great Benjamin Moore paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your home. Now, Eddie recently used New Look Decorating.
I knew he did.
Yes, I did. I used Scott Bowers went by there and picked up paint for me and actually got something done in a matter of days, unlike Joey likes to keep reminding me of my deck project that's been going on for months on end.
Right. But Brett Lanham, the manager over there, saved your marriage, right?
He did, because I go in there, and I'm like, okay, this is the color I want, and I'm going to do it. And he's like, you sure, Eddie? I was like, yeah, man, I'm the man of the house. He goes, take some samples, show your wife, save your marriage. So that's what I did, and sure enough, the color I picked was the exact opposite of what she would have wanted. So we went with what she wanted, and now everybody's happy.
There you go. And whether you're dealing with Brett Lanham or Brian Carr, Brian's the owner, Brett's the manager, they're both paint specialists. They have a whole team over there that are
paint specialists.
They can help you out. So you can just stop by 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, or you can give them a call, 271-0007, 271-0007. And especially if you're going to contract out the job, they know all these painters in town.
Yes,
so it's a quick turnaround. You can get the job done. Say you're looking to get a paint job done before a Christmas get-together or something like that. You want the house to look fantastic. They can get that done for you. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joey. I wanted to say thank you, Jack, for coming in. Man, it's good to hear you. And we all like to have fun on Fridays.
Thank you, Sam.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed that about the 18-19 and what you said. People are tired of being lied to. So if they're going to put out good information, God bless them, and I wish them good luck. I don't know why, though, y'all are being so hard on about the flat Earth. Listen, the Earth is flat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to survey in the U.S. Army. You know, I a lot of swamps, a lot of creeks here in Alabama. But it's,
well, if that's the case, and you being an Army man and all, have you talked to a sniper lately? And does he remind you that he has to make adjustments in his shot because of the angle of the Earth?
That's just a rumor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Disinformation. Oh man. Hey, listen. No, that Chuck Barris. You know, I grew up with the Gong Show. I loved the unknown comedian.
Yes.
The guy would come out with
a bag over his head.
All that was classic, just silly fun. Anybody would off the street could think something up, go in, they'd give you a shot. But the movie, the Chuck Barris movie, I looked it up. I saw it years ago, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's actually pretty good.
Was that a good movie?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It, Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 79%. But I remember I enjoyed it.
Did they talk about him being the spy in the movie?
100%. It's all about him going to the CIA farm, learning to kill. They show was a cover. You remember that they gave away those vacations to like Romania and the Balkans and odd places. And yeah, there was a mole and was killing off people he knew. Yeah, it was.
And Joey, you call me a fed. Joey.
You know, in my travels with the Army, you go in some place, and it was always the armpits of the world. And we did a lot of good and helped a lot of people. But occasionally, you'd meet someone that was working for Peace Corps. And you were talking earlier about, people on missionary work, and that was always cool. Yeah. And they helped, like I said, Americans, engineers, we built a lot of schools, and the missionaries would come up. They would have huge amounts of supplies, paper and pencils. But it was, but as far as a company man, those, unless you actually have a close relationship, they just don't stand out.
Right.
I've known one contractor, we're close old friends, but he doesn't talk about his work.
Well, you know, would you believe it, Sam, that as I was to leave Auburn, I actually did an interview with AmeriCorps.
Oh, really?
And I answered all the questions truthfully, shared my beliefs and my perspective, all this. Would you believe they didn't call me back?
Shocker.
Well, see, Forest Hills, all that area's got a bad reputation. And I don't know, Joey, who can say, man? My God, I get a good vibe from you. And it's interesting work. And once you get in country, it's amazing. Let me just stop that.
Yeah. Well, just stop there.
Yeah. Let's just stop right there. I got one other thing for you. Back when I was in good shape, taking good care of myself, I got in on the strengthening my core through Pilates. This is early 2000. And I remember, even though, I'm still way out here in the sticks, I'd still draw the curtains because, I had this kind of reputation as a female thing. But it was, I didn't want anybody to see it. But it worked, though. It kept the core good and tight.
You still do Pilates?
Man, look. I walked to the pond. Let's go with that.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to run, Sam. Appreciate it.
See you,
Sam. Thanks for the time, guys.
272-9228. We have to hit another break. Unfortunately. Donkey Laurie, hold on. If we got time, we got to get to this Alec Baldwin expose.
Hunt for Red October.
Goodness gracious. We'll be right back.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of nice spring-like days is not quite over yet, but next week will be very different. For today and tomorrow, high temperature will be in the mid-70s both days. We're dry, sun and cloud mix. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 51. Even on Sunday, I think we're still headed for the mid-70s, but that's the last dry, warm day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms coming in Sunday night and first half of the day on Monday, and big changes next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This is one of your favorite songs, right, Jack Campbell?
Yeah.
No, it's not? I thought this was one of your on your playlist in heavy rotation. Whoa. Okay. Thought you just liked Rickrolling people. Oh, wait, that's me. Welcome back. You all right with the headphones over there?
I guess. Oh, damn.
It's like you're having trouble?
And the resin and anaconda.
You wish. Let's go to Donkey Lori.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello, and I just want to say Jack is too cool for school because he's a Coldplay fan just like I am.
I am. I really am.
Love your bumper music back in the day, Jack Campbell. Awesome.
Thank you.
And I know I haven't ever gotten a chance to meet you, but I started listening to New Talk Radio 4.5 years ago when I started.
I remember, Jack.
Yes, and it was you and Baron Coleman, and I learned so much and I got addicted, and I just started diving in, and I am literally awake today. No, I'm not woke. I don't wear vagina hats and stuff like that. No, I'm on the right side of things, and I'm so grateful to you and Baron for, just reeling me in like a bass on a line. And I want to give a shout out that I couldn't ask to be addicted and have people follow in your footsteps for greater than, like, Joey and Eddie are like the perfect team. And I'm just so grateful, Jack, to you for getting me started and paying attention. And now I feel like I have like this radio family. And a couple of the things I learned from you that I will never, ever forget is that I'm always hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit.
Yeah.
That's you, honey.
And there are certain people in my life and I'm like, bitter party of one.
I use that line too.
I've learned from you other than politics has just been outstanding. And I know we're short on time. You know my dad, Tommy Nolan. And I think you might have known my grandfather, Dr. Buddy Nolan.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that was my grandfather.
Surgeon.
A pediatrician.
Yep. Weedy.
Yeah,
he's a good, great guy.
I'm his step-granddaughter. Tommy Nolan is my stepdad, but he adopted me when I was 10 years old. And this year for Thanksgiving, my dad actually gave me my official adoption papers from when
Wow, that's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and so anyway, I just love you guys. It's so good to hear from Jack, you sound better and better every time.
I try. I have a long way to go, though.
Hey, you've come a long ways, baby, so... You're doing fantastic. Joey, Eddie, Jack, y'all have a fantastic...
I want to meet Fudge.
No, you need to come meet Fudge.
I want to meet Fudge.
Yeah.
Yeah, just bring apples. You'll be safe.
I appreciate it, Dr. Lori.
Thank you, Eddie.
272-9228. Let's go to Old Diggs.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Old Diggs. I'm a longtime listener. Been listening to the show even back... during the old days, but what I was calling about is the pistol incident with the a movie set that there's so much talk about. And I happen to own a 1851 Colt Peacemaker, 7.5-inch, 45-long Colt.
Ooh.
And I have not heard anyone mention the fact that if the hammer, notch, and the sear in the mechanism that fires a single shot a revolver is worn, then the slightest movement of that pistol will make the hammer drop. Mm. You don't have to touch the trigger or anything else. And I haven't heard a single person saying that they inspected that weapon and determined whether or not the hammer, notch, and the sear, which holds the hammer back until you pull the trigger, has been inspected, and I just want to know why.
Right. There's so many questions about what happened that day, and I just don't believe my eyes when George Stephanopoulos is sitting down with Baldwin. I think a full investigation by actual authorities needs to be done, and I think it's ongoing. The DA has not closed shop on the case at all.
Yeah, well, I have that pistol, and my pistol has the exact same problem. When I bought it from an individual, I knew that there was a problem because when you pull the hammer back and you moved it, the hammer would fall.
Wow.
And so I have that same problem with my pistol, and I'm having a gunsmith replace the hammer and the sear. And that's the two lengths between the hammer falling and hitting the primer on the bullet. And nobody said one thing about inspecting that pistol, the old single-action Western pistol.
And why were there even live rounds on the set to begin with, too?
Yeah, that's true, too. There's so many variables that have to be considered. But I am saying that those pistols will fire if you just move them a certain way without any great effort. Because I've done that with my pistol. And I know that's a real fact.
Well, I appreciate it, Old Diggs. And so maybe there is some truth to what Baldwin's saying. I appreciate you, sir.
Okay.
Thank
Enjoyed
you.
Enjoyed it.
Thank
and
you.
It's so good to hear Jack back.
Thank you. That's only on New Jersey Beach.
Yeah, I know. Right. Like, I admit. Everybody.
That's right. Everybody.
I hear every day.
Unfortunately, this guy listens. My arch nemesis, Cooter, is on the phone.
Okay. First time caller.
That's Cooter.
If this is first-time caller. Name's Cooter.
How are you,
you
Cooter?
You wouldn't put me on after two people that made such good calls because you know how stupid my calls are.
Yeah, I do.
Just for that, after I finish this call, I'm never going to listen again.
No, fine. But fine.
I just want to say, Jack.
How are you,
I Cooter? Love you, man.
Thank you, sir.
I can't tell you how much I love you. I'd love to hear and listen to you. And I'm looking for you to be back full time. Are you back full time now?
No, I will come back soon, though.
Fantastic. I'll be listening. Hey, but one thing, Jack, you do know that the yoga is the devil's handiwork, don't you?
I'm sure. I don't care. I do not give a damn.
Hey, Joey.
Yeah.
Joey, serious question.
All right.
Have you ever seriously studied the flat Earth theory?
Not in depth. I watched a fascinating documentary on it that presented the arguments and then had scientists that don't believe that, saying they may have dropped the ball, that sneering at people is probably not the right approach. Like, how many of your average person could explain it one way or the other?
I can't explain it, but I don't say that I don't believe it.
I do.
I'm not saying that I do believe it.
Well, I think the flat earth theory seems absurd to me from just the idea of all these trips to the space station, like what we're doing with the new space race, with the private sector, with actual photos from up there in space. And when a conspiracy, and I'm saying flat earth is, but it would take a conspiracy of so many different people being on the same page to create that big lie. And I just don't think that would hold up.
Who killed JFK?
Well, the mob.
Flat earther.
You know.
Damn flat earther did.
CIA.
Yeah, but the same thing as the mob.
They've kept that secret for so long, too.
Yeah, it's kind of an open secret.
Somebody knows, but we don't know for sure. And one last thing. You were talking about, somebody mentioned a sniper a while ago. I think it was Eddie. I have a friend. Haven't seen him in a few years. He's still alive. He served in the United States Army during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his regular Army job. And every so often, they would send him TDY. I know mm-hmm. Eddie knows what TDY is.
Mm-hmm.
He would go TDY somewhere, but he didn't go to where they said he went for training right. or whatever. He went to, like, South America.
Mm-hmm.
He was a sniper. And he took out a few people. According to him, I can't prove it, he would only ever talk to me about it at all when he was so drunk he couldn't hardly sit up straight. And it,
get that truth serum in.
I think that it weighed heavily on him.
No doubt.
Weighed heavily on his mind. He told me about it. He explained in detail how, when the Berlins were still separate, how he went into Berlin and killed a Russian officer one night with a knife.
Mm.
And if he didn't do it, he can tell a darn good story.
Well, thank you, Cooter.
Leave it on that bright note. Jack, love you, man. Y'all take care.
Thank you.
Don't call here again, Cooter. See you tomorrow.
We got to hit another break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And there, Dawn Sexton and her team can help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. It might be you had recently a mild stroke, so you lost, say, some vision. That can cause imbalances. Could be you have an inner ear problem, maybe really bad sinuses like Eddie deals with.
Yep.
That can affect the inner ear and cause all sorts of terrible imbalances. Could be you hurt your ankle or your knee, and that is causing instability. Well, they have the people as well as traditional methods, physical therapy methods, but also cutting edge stuff like virtual reality therapy, a 360 walking track where you can really test yourself on different surfaces, going up and down steps. They really do fantastic work. So what you need to do is call Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville at 595-9990, 595-9990, and ask about a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. They'll give you a score out of 18, and that way, as you go through therapy, they're going to retest you, and you can see where you have improved. That test also helps them pinpoint exactly what might be causing the issue. So again, that number, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. More news and views when we come back after this very quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment.
maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Final moments of news and views from 9 till noon. This hour flew by, Jack Campbell.
I know, he sure did.
And
somebody's fugit.
Say that again.
Somebody's fugit. Latin, what time flies.
Oh, yeah. You know Latin?
Yeah. 2 years I took it.
Oh, they actually taught you Latin in school.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I took Spanish, but
I took that too.
I got a Taco Bell menu. That's all I can get done.
Of course.
Right.
I'm sure you remember all the words for food.
That and cuss words.
Caca. Caca.
That's right. Well,
let's go to Eric the dog. You know, Eric, we were talking about your snowman off air.
That boy pit it up for.
Eric, that kind of dog is the snowman, buddy.
Hey, that's fine. I didn't make that one. If Georgia wins, you'll see the snowman I made.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
He'd be dead, though.
Yeah, don't eat the yellow snow up there, man.
Can Bam Bam win? Can Bam Bam win?
Can they?
Yeah,
they always can. It's always a possibility.
I don't think they're going
you'd
to.
I'm telling you right now, I'm a diehard Georgia guy.
Yeah,
he's a big dog.
What's the last time the Dogs won? 90s? Was it early 90s?
Eddie.
70s?
I thought we were friends, Eddie.
I'm just saying you guys are due. Y'all are due.
Oh, we're
y'all
way due.
Are due. I'm a Bam Bam fan. What y'all going to win, I think.
I think so, too.
I hope so. I really, really do. Jack, it's good to hear you, buddy.
Thank you, Eric.
I'm ready for you to come back.
I am, too, but I can't.
I understand, but we waiting on you.
Thank you.
We'll wait on you. And, I hope everybody has a good weekend, except those Alabama guys.
They're in for a punch in the mouth, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, good to hear from you, man.
Take care, Eric.
All right, fellas. Adios.
Spending the holidays in Alaska.
Going to have a white Christmas, that's for sure.
Yeah, and is it still dark?
You going to cook?
He's in Juneau.
Is you going to cook a white Christmas?
Oh, well, yeah. Everybody, you can have a white Christmas down here too. Yeah,
that's what I mean. I did in the old days.
You're just letting it all hang out now.
I don't care.
It's
who
more
cares?
Of a natural
who cares?
Selection.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Fair enough. You can say what you want to say.
Why's that, basic? I don't care.
You're not running for office.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
I'm not.
That'd probably help you these
Actually,
days.
I was going to say it would help. Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody gets that Big Jim Folsom energy going, I think they could do
yeah,
well.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that was
yeah,
something sure. about Clinton though. When he admitted about when it came out about him smoking pot, and he kind of tried to halfway own up to it. A lot of people in my generation, that made them